Good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and for those of you who are tuned in on the internet, that is a wonderful thing, but you could also listen on the phone, and those numbers are 401-347-0456. And alternately, 712-432-7231. So if your internet gets weak, you can pick up the broadcast on the phone. Well, I want to wish you all happy Halloween, such as it is. I remember as a child enjoying Halloween. But if you look at most of the world, Halloween is considered to be All Souls' Day, whether it occurs on the same day or not. It is an opportunity to honor one's ancestors, and people take an opportunity on that day, All Souls' Day, to visit their loved ones wherever they might be interned, or perhaps they'll set up an altar or lay some flowers or candle on the altar to their ancestors. So I would invite you to think about that. And before you go out to party and trick-or-treat or whatever it is you do on Halloween, have a thought, a prayer, or in some way send a message of gratitude to your ancestors to honor them. Maybe light a candle. Do something nice. Set out a few pieces of fruit for the day and let your ancestors know that you are thinking about them and that you're grateful, because without them, you wouldn't be here. So I just wanted to offer that thought. On today's program, we're going to feature two women who are healers with a deep connection to nature, spirit, and community, Dr. Zia Nix and Kafunya Ife. Both will speak about their collaborative effort and an event called Boosting and Winterizing the Immune Defenses with Mood, with Nature Solutions, and it's going to take place on Monday, November 10th. So you have some time to put that on your calendar. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go into the program. Dr. Zia Nix is a chiropractor, health educator, wellness consultant, and essential oil specialist. She is passionate about teaching people to take control of their health and empower themselves on every aspect of their lives. She teaches essential oil self-treatment protocols for physical and emotional healing through workshops and educates other wellness advocates to do the same. Kafunya Ife is a mother, divine friend, holistic healer, motivator, spiritual counselor, teacher, poet, and event planner. She says that she is a rebel, a soul rebel, and a soul adventurer. In 2007, out of chaos and disappointment, Crystals for Everyday Living Life Transformational Workshops was created and placed Kafunya to evolve into one of the finest healers and teachers in the ancient art of the laying of crystal and stone on the body, chakra alignment, balancing, aroma touch, tech utilizing doTERRA essential oils, and sound healing. So we have some very experienced women joining me today, and I'm very happy to say hello. And I want to invite you each to say hello. Hello, Dr. Zia Nix.
Hello, Catherine. Thank you for having us with you today.
I'm very pleased to have you. Hello, Kafunya.
Greetings and Ashe, Namaste. Thank you for inviting us on this day. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And what I would like to do is to start the program by speaking to your personal journeys, because I know how difficult it can be to move into that space of truly honoring yourself, honoring the earth, and following that inner guidance to be able to find that path. And I want to each of you to take a few minutes to give a little of your background. Maybe, Dr. Nix, you can start by telling us how you moved from being a chiropractor to doing all this other work.
Absolutely. Thank you, Catherine. I graduated from chiropractic school in 2000. And after that, I traveled a little bit. I got married. I had a few losses in my family. My father passed away, as well as a few other very personal losses. And I developed what's called fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And I had that for about 3 years. And I was doing all the right things. I was eating all the right food and exercising and getting adjusted and really paying attention to nurturing myself, but I was just very ill, and there were days where I just could not get out of bed. And so I started really researching the emotional and spiritual side of the physical condition. And over the course of a year of working on clearing out emotional blocks and healing those parts that were wounded from childhood and from life, and also meditating and doing different things that would nourish my spirit, within a year I was able to heal myself and live better and happier and healthier than I ever had in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And so I began to incorporate these techniques with patients. And so I'm a chiropractor, but I'm a holistic chiropractor, so I look at all of the different stressors that would lead to a diminished state of health for an individual. And, of course, that would include physical stress, but also, as I said, emotional, spiritual stress, nutritional deficiencies, and toxicity as well. So what we found is that this multi-layered approach, rather than just emotional, really helps people.
Hello? Just a moment. We're getting some background feedback into the, I'm sorry. Go ahead, yes.
Yes. That when we have a multi-layered approach that way, it really helps people to move through conditions that have been chronic, perhaps for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, because that's that missing component, is that emotional and spiritual support. So I started implementing that with my patients, and we began to see really amazing healing and transformation take place in people's lives. Not only that they heal from their physical condition, but also that they go on to have better relationships and live life with more passion.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Kafunya, why don't you tell us a little something about how you came to become a holistic healer and a spiritual counselor?
Oh, boy. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you again for having us on this wonderful program, on this beautiful topic that we're going to be talking about. I started, in the medical field as a licensed respiratory therapist, and then, I got, very, very curious about, what goes on in various people's lives when you're, not feeling well or sick or what have you. And at first I wanted to be, a registered nurse, but they never had any room in the program, so they had offered, respiratory care. So I said, oh, boy, all right, so I'll do that. I'll deal with that, dealing with the breath of life. That's kind of heavy, and good at the same time. And then little different things, were happening. I really enjoyed, working with from babies to adults. And then moving from there, I had the opportunity to, work in the music industry. And that was lots of fun. And then, I got called, so to speak, into this world that I had no idea that I was going to be called into. And, you know, I had similar losses, you know, my mom transitioned, you know, there was a lot of, you know, disappointment in working in the music industry. And, you know, it was, I don't know, I think it was, you know, intuition, or I think it was spiritual guidance from another level, because I had no idea that I was going to be doing this in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So that makes sense to me that you were divinely guided and, you know, opportunities arose for you to make that transformation. And do you have something going on with noise in the background? Perhaps you can take that off. Turn that off, please.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes. And okay. So I would like for you to, if you could, tell us something about how you came to be working in nature with crystals and stones.
Oh, boy. I tell you, when I was touring with the international renowned band, I went to different ports of call and whatnot, and most of the time the promoters would ask if it's okay if this person could set up or that person could set up at the event. And I would be open enough to say, yeah, sure, why not? And at different places, people would have all these beautiful crystals and everything. I said, oh, my God. These items, these entities, these, I don't know, the beauty behind crystals, they just emanated certain energies and whatnot. And it was just like a, being in a candy store, like a child, like it awakened my inner child, so to speak, you know. And I would say in 2007, you know, I got called into that world, and I had no idea that I was going to be. That's the crazy thing about it, because I really didn't want to. I was kicking and screaming and saying, I don't want to work, you know, in a retail and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I want to travel around the world. But I would say Most High, whatever name you want to call that force that has built galaxies and planets, you know, and, you know, just said, okay, I need you to be here.
Okay.
I need you to be healed. I need... You know, you're going through a lot, and in whatever language it was communicated in, I healed, you know, I yielded to that. And from then, excuse me, from 2007 into present, you know, I've learned a lot. And putting on top of that, you know, dealing with people and various backgrounds and genres and, you know, religions, and, you know, it's just been
a journey
thus far. Yes.
Well, thank you. Dr. Nix, I'm wondering if you could go into for us some of the work that you're doing. I'm very intrigued with the essential oils. Kafunya shared one of your oils with me yesterday. It was the wild orange. And it was really beautiful. In fact, the woman sitting next to us on the train seat said, oh, my goodness, what is that? And so we ended up having a conversation about how powerful this oil, you know, just on the surface level for us, because we didn't know too much about it, how much it seemed to be. Now, I have used a lot of essential oils, but I understand that you're working with something that's different and very special.
Yes. See, so the most important thing that that you want to know about essential oils is that they're really, really powerful. They're really powerful for supporting us for emotional and physical well-being. But they've got to be the right essential oils. They've got to be pure And most importantly, they've got to be potent and really therapeutic, truly therapeutic. There are a lot of essential oils out there that perhaps have not been tested rigorously. And so they might have different contaminants like chemical residues, like herbicides and pesticides or chemical solvents used in the distillation process that might make its way into the oil. And if the oil is not tested very rigorously, then if it's in the oil and we use it either on you or even inhaling it, then it makes its way into our system. And so the last thing that we want to do when we're doing something for our health is to put toxins into our system. Mm-hmm. So our oils are tested very, very rigorously, and that's what makes them really therapeutic. The other thing that could happen is in the distillation process, if the temperature is too high or the pressure is too high, then you kill up to 95% of the chemical constituents that give the oil its therapeutic healing qualities. And so if the temperature is too low, then you don't yield any oil. So there's kind of this happy medium as far as the temperature goes that we have to get. And so some oils, because of this process, can be rendered basically just a perfume. They might smell good, but they're not going to have the therapeutic benefits or the supportive benefits that a truly therapeutic oil would have. And so with the oils that we use, when people smell them, even if they've been using essential oils before in the past, you know, they usually say, wow, if this is lavender, what have I been using? it's such a notable difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I found these 2.5 years ago, I was just absolutely thrilled because I used to dream about essential oils, and I knew intuitively that they would be amazing support for strengthening the body, and they have been.
Excellent.
Have been. Yeah.
So can you educate us to some extent about what some of the oils are and what they are in tune to do for us? I mean, which oils will do what?
Okay. I can cover a couple. We have over 60, so I'll give you some of our favorites. Wild orange, the one that you mentioned, any citrus oil is going to be uplifting to the mood when we smell them. And inhaling an oil, smelling an oil, is going to be the fastest way to affect mood because it actually goes to a part of the brain called the limbic system, which is where emotions and experiences are held. And so it's a direct inhalation is a direct route to the brain, unlike our other senses. They have to take kind of a circuitous route to get to the brain. Because if we smell fire, we need to act immediately. It's one of our survival mechanisms. And so when we inhale an oil, it goes directly to the brain, and we get an immediate shift in mood. It's like when you smell a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
It evokes a certain mood for us. And so all of the citrus oils, we've got orange, lemon, lime, grapefruit, and bergamot, one of the lesser-known citrus oils, all of them are going to be uplifting to the mood, and each are going to have their own specific emotional quality. For instance, wild orange oil is the oil of abundance. So it helps us to reconnect to our joy and get rid of scarcity mindsets in all of their different manifestations, because scarcity can come in the form of workaholism, over-serious, very rigid, or just no sense of humor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is never a good thing. Where lime oil is going to be more along the lines of helping with grief and lifting sadness. And so that's been really powerful for especially helping with young people who have dealt with the loss of a parent or something like that. We love to have the remaining parent diffuse the oils in the home, and it really helps to help everyone in the family to reengage and begin to lift the grief that's been there.
Mm-hmm.
So the citrus oils are amazing, and they're also among the least expensive oils that you can buy, so we love to use them. One of the special qualities of our oils is that you can actually take them internally, which a lot of people aren't used to using them that way. And so when you actually drink a citrus oil, it actually helps to alkalize the body, which is very important for health to maintain an alkaline environment in the body. And we go over all the reasons why that is in our classes in more detail.
Mm-hmm.
But those are wonderful ones. Another one would be peppermint oil. Lots of people are familiar with peppermint, but if you've never experienced a truly powerful and potent peppermint oil, you haven't lived. It's amazing. And peppermint oil has been known for centuries to help with digestive discomfort and improve digestion. You can also use it. It helps to clear your airways if there's any congestion in the respiratory system. You can also use it. It's great for headaches and to kind of wake you up. So I use peppermint oil rather than drinking coffee or having caffeine. I'll use peppermint oil and a couple of other oils that would help to wake me up and give me lots of energy. And so every oil has an emotional benefit as well as a physical benefit. So there's so many things that we can do with each of the oils, and we have over 60. So I could literally teach a different class every day for a month and still not talk about everything that we can do with them.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I do want to put the option out there. Maybe someone who's listening has a specific question about the essential oils. And if you're listening and you do have a question, you can call 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. So maybe we could just go over the different ways that you can use an oil, because it had never occurred to me necessarily that they should be ingested, except that I'm familiar with, you know, the kind of flavors that you put into food, like the lemon oil you can buy in a grocery store. But can all of these oils be consumed, and how would one do that?
Well, okay, so I want to start out by saying that when I talk about ingesting them, we're specifically speaking about the oils that we use, that we teach about, because if there are different chemical residues and toxins in the oil, you definitely don't want to drink them.
Exactly.
So that's number one. And that's the reason a lot of people never have heard of ingesting them, is because the purity just hasn't been there. The essential oil industry is not regulated. So the companies are basically left up to regulate themselves and do their own testing. And that's really what we have built our reputation on, is the extremely rigorous testing that we put our oils through.
Mm-hmm.
And so so some ways that you can drink them would be, depending on the oil. Now, not all of our oils are ingestible or suggested for ingestion. For instance, there's some oils that are used for muscle aches and pains or joint aches and pains. Those are done topically. There's no reason to take that internally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it actually says on the bottle whether or not it can be used for internal use. So some ways that we do it is, depending on the taste of it, the flavor, and how well you like to do it, you can put it directly under the tongue. You can also put it in water, or I'm drinking right now some cinnamon and lemon oil with honey in hot water, so I make my teas out of it. You don't want to boil them, because, again, if you raise the temperature too high, you're going to kill the healing constituents. So mm-hmm. you let the water cool down a little bit before you put the oils in. Or we have these empty veggie capsules that you can open, and you put the oils in there, and then you close it, and you pop it in your mouth. And that would depend if it's a particularly strong oil, or you don't like the flavor of it, so that you don't have to taste it, but you can still get the benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. So, and are there any like contraindications, people who need to be careful based on their particular health situation, or so how would people make that judgment?
Yeah, that's a great question, Catherine. Thank you for asking. There are precautions that you want to take. These are very, very powerful and very, very potent. You literally only need one or two drops for just about anything. And with essential oils, a lot of people who have been using them for years, they're used to them being very diluted with other oils. These oils are just the pure essential oil. So you only need one or two drops, and so smaller doses frequently throughout the day is how we suggest it, rather than taking 20 drops all at one time, mm-hmm. because the body has to process that, and it all gets digested through the liver at some point. And so I always suggest that people start out with maybe one, maybe two drops per day of a citrus oil. There is a condition called histamine intolerance. Very rare, very small percentage of the population has it, but those people can't have things like cinnamon, citrus, clove. It evokes a very uncomfortable allergic reaction for them. Again, it's very rare. I've worked with over 2,000 people with this, and I've had it happen to maybe two people.
Okay.
But it is something that we want to be careful with. Mm-hmm. It's not life-threatening, but they might get a little rash or something like that.
Okay.
And so I always have people start out with one drop and increase from there. And also, when people work with us, one of the benefits of coming to our classes and joining our community and working with us on the oils is that we do mentor people through that process. We never send someone off on their own to just kind of figure it out for themselves because we really do have a mission of getting this information out to as many people as possible so that more people can benefit, just like we've all benefited from the support that these oils offer.
Well, that's really great. And I know that you're going to be speaking at the event that I mentioned on the Monday, November 10th, and that's the Boosting and Winterizing the Immune Defenses and Mood with Nature Solutions. So if you could, first, I'd like for you to give people your contact information because they may be interested in learning more and taking a course or finding out how they can interact with these oils.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. My email, you can email info@essentialelevation.com. That's info@essentialelevation.com. That's the easiest way to get in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
The number directly to my office would be 646-853-3404. I'm rarely able to take a phone call, though, because I travel quite a bit out of the country and in the country. I'm on planes a lot. So
okay. Well,
email is always going to be the best way.
Excellent. And Kafunya, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit more about this event, because I understand there's going to be a lot going on.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity once again. Well, you know, I do a lot of events. And, you know, the events that I am intuitively guided to present is definitely for the benefit of myself and the benefit of others. And I know that we're coming upon winter or the changes of the seasons, and I know by looking into nature that the animal kingdom prepares itself and gets ready for this new season. So I felt, you know, I use doTERRA. I've seen what it has done, not only to myself, but to the people that I am around a lot every Tuesday at the Healing Circle down at Nicholas Brooklyn. So I said, you know what? I cannot keep these oils or this experience to myself. You know, let me see if, you know, it will be supported and if people would, you know, come. And I've got a lot of feed forward with regards to putting this event together. And with all the other different things that are happening within this continent and other continents, I said, boy, people can look to nature to assist them to build their natural inborn defenses.
Well, that's beautiful. In addition, so Dr. Zia Nix will be there, whom we've just shared with. Who else will be participating in the event?
There's a young lady by the name of Diane. She is another doTERRA wellness advocate, and she will be there also participating because
I just wanted to let people know that I don't think I made the point that the name of the oils is called doTERRA. Is that correct? That's the brand name.
Right.
Okay.
And I just want to offer a sidebar for a minute. Now, I have a company called Crystals for Everyday Living. Often in my bio, I would say that I utilize the gift from the earth because I knew that you know, that's my backup, you know, because it's always good to have backup. And when you see how nature works, you see how you are supported. So I came across doTERRA, I don't know, I can't even remember, so to speak, but it landed into my consciousness, and I got the meaning of it. And I think, Dr. Zia, you can correct me if I am wrong. doTERRA means gift from earth, or what does that mean again?
Gift of the earth, yeah.
Gift of the earth. So
okay.
I saw the connection, and I immediately connected with it. I said, oh, yeah, okay, this is a good omen for me. This is synchronicity, and this is something that I could really work with, you know, within my own practices that I'm doing. And I had the opportunity to also get certification in the aroma touch technique, which is totally fabulous, and Dr. Rhea can talk more about that too. But I just felt that people should begin to empower themselves with nature's gifts. And for me, doTERRA, I have a lot of testimonies with those oils that I have experienced with family and friends. So I said, you know what? With the support of Nicholas Brooklyn, which I love them tremendously, that's 570 Fulton Street, I often do a lot of wellness events or informative events so people would be able to really utilize the information that is given. I start off with a meditation so we can open up the channels to receive the information that we're going to be receiving for that evening. And you know, it's just a lot of fun for me. I don't do advanced ticket sales. It's pure guidance.
Okay. Well,
I
think it's going to be a very special event. It's going to feature Dr. Zia Nix, holistic chiropractor and doTERRA wellness advocate, Diane. Was it Jelaj?
Jelai,
and she's also a doTERRA wellness advocate. Marie Wright, who does Wright Essentials and Raw Therapy Cuisine, actually prepared with some of these oils, so that should be very interesting. And again, the opening remarks by Kufunye Ife, wellness minister and holistic health practitioner. And it is the doors open at 6.
Yes.
The meditation and program is from 7 p.m. until, and there's an energy exchange in advance of $10 the day of event. It's 15, and it's at a location called Nicholas Brooklyn, 570 Fulton Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. And there's an information number you can call. It is 718-858-4400. That's 718-858-4400. I'm reading this right off the flyer. And it is boosting and winterizing the immune defenses and mood with nature's solutions. And it's happening on Monday, November 10th, 2014. So that's just, I believe, just a week or so away. And it'll be, you'll be able to interact with and find out more about the work that Dr. Zia Nix is doing with DTerra oils. And can you say something about your training programs, Dr. Nix?
Yes, absolutely. We have classes that go on a couple times a week, but we have a special class that Kuslinya touched on just now called the Aroma Touch Certification Course. And that one I only teach every couple of months in New York. It is a six-hour certification hands-on workshop where first we learn the technique and then everyone does it and everyone receives it. It's a very powerful way to experience the oils. It looks and feels like a massage, but it's much, much deeper than that, because where a massage would work on a musculoskeletal level, working on the muscles of the body, the aroma touch technique works on the neurological level. And so we get to create a large impact in a short period of time with very, very light touch. So body workers love the aroma touch technique, as does everyone else who experiences it. So that's going, that next class that we have coming up is going to be November 8th. And the cost of that class is $149, and everybody will receive all of the oils needed to do the, to, so that they can go home and do the technique on their loved ones that night. So you receive $125 worth of product, and you also are eligible to get the certification.
Wow.
For more information on that, again, you can email info@essentialelevation.com. That class does close up rather quickly because we have limited space as because we need to be able to fit massage tables in the room. And That's my favorite one to teach, and it's always a favorite of the participants as well.
Okay. Well, people can come to the event on the 10th and get an introduction to the work, and those who want to go further will email you at info@essentialelevation.com. And we're just about out of time, but I really want for you to, Kufunya, tell people first about the Nicholas Brooklyn drop-in on Tuesdays. What's that about?
Okay. Again, I give thanks for the opportunity to share with your audience this morning about the various events that I'm involved with. Every Tuesday, I call it a Dharma service that we provide to the community, because sometimes people are not able to experience these other integrative protocols that people can have during their everyday living to enhance what they're doing already. So every Tuesday from 5 p.m. to about 9:30 p.m., we offer massage, Reiki. I do the crystal, the art of the laying of stones on the body. I also do the sound frequencies. And from time to time, people request the aroma touch technique.
Okay.
And we also have a spiritual tarot card international medium that comes every Tuesday. And then occasionally we have Lloyd Strayhorn fill-in, who does the numbers for each individual. And those services normally could run anywhere from, let's say, on the low scale, from maybe $70 up to maybe $150 an hour for a session. But we offer it at a Dharma service energy exchange of just $30.
Okay. We're just about out of time for this segment. Do you want to very briefly mention you have a tour coming up, a crystal tour, into some caves upstate?
Yes, yes. That I call that being within nature, where we take groups of people to these sacred sites to see how the formation of Earth, Mama Gaia, has evolved. And we'll be going to two caves. We'll be going to House Cavern and also the Secret Cave, which has a 100-foot waterfall underneath the earth, within the earth. And that all takes place on November 22nd and 23rd. And for information, may I give my number?
Yes, please do.
It's 347-972-0901.
Repeat that, and please. Repeat the number.
347-972-0901. And also my email, K as in Kellogg, U as in Unity, F as in Friendship, UNYA. @AOL.com.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're out of time for today, and I want to thank both of my guests for joining me, and Dr. Zia Nix, and also Kufunya Ife. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment after our station announcements. And I want to welcome you back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, your host. And I wanted to take a moment to speak with you about some of the work that is really very close to my heart. I have actually just written an article. I'm going to share it with you. And it starts with, how can we heal or better yet avoid stress injuries and chronic muscle fatigue? We can train our muscles to relax. Relaxed muscles allow for greater flexibility of the joints and reduced buildup of the fatigue and soreness that leads to weakness, injury, and pain. Many of us know that aerobic exercise reduces the level of our body's stress hormones, such as adrenaline and cortisol. Aerobics also stimulates the production of endorphins, the body's natural painkiller and mood elevators. Most often, these are the factors that help us stick to our workout regimes and daily routines. It just feels good. Exercise can be relaxing as well as health-promoting. But what happens when the remedy becomes the problem? There's nothing worse than having your best-laid plans derailed because of an injury or because your muscles and ligaments have been overworked and weakened. WebMD.com recommends that one of the best ways to avoid fitness injuries is to know your body. I would expand upon this by saying that the key is to pay attention to the signals and signs that your body produces. Your body can warn you of potential risks and gently steer you towards exactly what it needs and when. A good approach to sustaining your exercise program is to discover your natural rhythms, to know when to push or train hard, and to know when to rest or lighten the routine. Basic self-maintenance requires that you include a warm-up, stretch, and cool-down component with each training session. However, the most holistic and effective way to protect your body and your health is to integrate a mind-body-energy approach with your regular fitness workout and wellness program. Meditation and energy circulation exercises can ease both mental and physical stress, including the physical stress which results from heavy exercise and the load of emotional stress that you bring from your life into the gym. Cardiologist Herbert Benson advises that any condition that is caused or worsened by stress can be alleviated through meditation. In fact, studies have shown that the relaxation response gained from meditation helps to lower blood pressure, improve heart rate and breathing, ease chronic pain, and boost immunity. Now, Benson, whom I just mentioned, is the founder of the Mind-Body Institute at Harvard Medical School's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. And when we engage in a moving meditation, the positive effects of exercise are further enhanced. Practices such as Tai Chi and Qigong integrate the desire to move with the need to meditate. While the practice appears to be very slow moving, those movements work to build stamina and strength into the muscle fibers. And when integrated with a breath practice, it will relax the muscles, increase circulation of lymph for detoxification, and circulation of blood for increased oxygenation. The combined effect helps to keep one's body fluid in motion and free of inflammation. It is the state of our energy body that determines the strength and health of our physical body and our capacity to have a clear mental process and stable emotional response to life. When we adopt a regular energy practice, we cultivate the skills necessary to communicate with the deeper parts of our being and resolve potential health issues before they become a crisis, allowing us to stay healthy, mitigate stress, and implement the relaxation response that reduces the incidence of injury or disease and heals more fully those problems that continue to undermine our progress. And so, you know, in full disclosure, I wrote this article because I am myself very much involved, not so much in Tai Chi, but in Qigong, and have found that it is something that can really help people. It certainly helped me throughout my life. I've been doing it and teaching it for about 19 years. But just to give you a bit more information, Tai Chi is actually pronounced with a G. Tai Chi was originally formed as a training process for developing one's skills in the martial arts. The Chi or Chi stands for the ultimate practice for sparring with the energy of an opponent. However, over time, the practice has come to be used to create greater awareness, calmness, and overall well-being. The Qi in Qigong, and that's pronounced Qigong, refers to the movement of energy within our body. Some forms of Tai Chi, and more predominantly Qigong, were cultivated from the 3,000-year-old Taoist traditions for building inner strength, fortitude, and wisdom, and for the raising of kundalini, or original energy, as it would be called, through the spinal column. Some forms of Qigong were also developed from Buddhist practices for spiritual awareness and to empower the dantians, which are similar to chakras. And there are other Qigong forms were developed from the principles of traditional Chinese medicine for healing disease and circulating qi through the energy channels and acupoints, and to enrich the larger fields of our energy body. Some of the benefits of a regular practice of moving meditation are improved strength and better balance, excuse me, reduced pain and stiffness, enhanced sleep, increased immunity, stamina, and vitality, improved cardiovascular, respiratory, circulatory, lymphatic, and digestive functions, decreased risk of falling, and reduced symptoms and improved functions in people with fibromyalgia. And this really comes from the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. There have been many, many studies on the practice of Tai Chi and Qigong. There are specific Qigong routines for dealing with cancer, hypertension, chronic disease, and to relax the mind, muscles, tendons, joints, and inner organs. So I just want to put out there for you that there is a very gentle practice that you can participate in that will meld the need to move with the need to meditate. And in as you engage in that practice, it can have a very real impact on your physical health, your emotional health, and your mental health. And for those who want to find out more about this, you can always reach out to myself, and my email is Catherine@heartofmind.org. I spell my name K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine@heartofmind.org. Or you could call 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. And I am really happy because I've just very recently opened up a healing center and an office. It's in Brooklyn, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. But it's a lovely space to engage and work on that physical, emotional, spiritual inner transformation. And for those who would like to know more about myself, other than being a talk show radio host here at Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium at PRN.FM, I also host Heart of Mind over WBAI Pacifica on Mondays at 1. But I have been certified as a Qigong teacher and in Qigong healing techniques from the Oregon College of Oriental Medicine, OCOM, Udao Jingxi Qigong Society, and in cosmic Qigong, Chinese philosophy, and traditional Chinese medicine from Wisdom and Peace Wellness Center. And I visited China 3 times to study with masters of these arts. So I am very much engaged in working with people on an individual level and in groups to be able to mitigate the suffering and pain in their lives, in our lives, and be able to reach that full capacity so that we can contribute as we want to our families, create the lives that we want to live, and just be whole in this existence. I thank you for joining me today. You've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. You could always download the show or find it on iTunes. And when you go there to iTunes, please do favorite the show. It would help to promote and let more people know what's going on here at PRN.FM. Stay tuned and take good care.